Choices and Outcomes Podcast, Episode 1.
Welcome to today's podcast episode of Choices and Outcomes. Here's another opportunity to find the inspiration that can shape your destiny. Realizing your thoughts create results in your life and those that you love that truly do matter. Brought to you by InspireEugene.com with your hosts, Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to this episode of the Choices and Outcomes Podcast brought to you by Inspire Eugene. I'm your host, Brad McKinney, and this is a new segment of Inspire Eugene, or Choices and Outcomes. I've brought on a co-host to the show, and he is a past guest of the program, Scott Stewart. He was interview number 11, and I brought him on because, well, he's got a lot of great insights into the world of personal development. I think both of us have traveled a similar path in finding that we needed to change some aspects of ourselves and kind of dive deep into the personal development world. And both of us, I think, have some pretty good experience and stories to share in that topic. So, Scott, welcome to the program, and I appreciate you agreeing on becoming the co-host of this segment. And how are you this morning?
I am well, and thanks for having me. This is something that I really enjoy doing, talking about different topics, talking about things that wake people up, get people talking, and get them thinking about their life and their choices, where they're at in life, and where they want to go. I just love this stuff.
Perfect. I think we had some conversation about what we were going to call the show, and I think Choices and Outcomes is the perfect name because that's kind of what we're talking about, is we all have choices in our lives, and those choices are directly related to our end results, or ultimately the outcomes that we have. And the only way to change our outcomes is to make different decisions and change our own behaviors. So I think the title of the show is great, and hopefully the conversation that we're going to have today is great too.
I think it will be.
Perfect. We had a little bit of discussion about what we were going to talk about today, but before we, I'll go over what we were going to talk about, and then I have a quote that I found that relates, I think, pretty close to that subject. So we were going to talk about finding your purpose today.
Right.
Perfect. And the quote that I came up with, and I think when it comes to vision or purpose or any of those sorts of topics, you can't go wrong with a quote from Napoleon Hill. I love his book, Think and Grow Rich. And
it's a classic. It's been read by millions, and you can dive into that. There are study groups, Brad, behind that book that dive into that book, and they'll spend 4, 5, 6 months just studying some of the things in that book. There is so much to uncover in there. It's unreal.
Absolutely. I also like his book, Outwitting the Devil. It was in the archives for 70 years, and it just came out. And just anything I think Napoleon Hill or by Napoleon Hill is going to change your thinking for sure. So the quote that I chose was, "Cherish your vision and your dreams as they're the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements."
Wow, that's deep.
Absolutely.
I love it, though. I love it. That'll cause you to think. Say it one more time, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. Cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements.
Wow, fantastic.
You know, I think that resonates with me a lot because early on in my careers and in my life, I didn't really have a vision for where I wanted to go. And I think that aimlessly, I think Napoleon Hill puts it as, in his book, Outwitting the Devil, drifting, right? You're just drifting through life. You really don't have a purpose. You really don't have a vision. You don't know where you're going. And without that vision or purpose, you don't know ultimately what your plan is. And without a plan, you're never going to get where you want to go.
Almost, it would be safe to say, Brad, almost like you're going by default.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's really, you don't have a plan in place, but you just do what comes naturally, or what you've always done, or what just feels comfortable. And we all know what feels comfortable is not necessarily what's going to take us to where we want to go.
Yep. I think any change happens when we get out, when we step outside of that comfort zone, for sure. I think the studies that I've done is beliefs and behavior are really tightly woven together, and our beliefs are created through our environment as well as our kind of mission, our vision. By having a strong vision of where we want to go, it kind of seeps down into how our beliefs are shaped, and those beliefs are directly related to our actions, our behavior that we actually do. So if you don't have anything that you believe in, really, that guides you, that right. vision, that mission,
right.
you really don't have any directional shape on the beliefs that you have, which when it comes down to action, you either don't take it or you continue taking the wrong actions. And that's that spiral of keep getting what you've always got, right? That definition of insanity that I just absolutely hate because it's overused. But, and I'm not even going to go through the rest of it, but everyone knows what that's about. Well, I don't know what your thoughts on that are.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about beliefs, something that I just love, because another word for that we can get a little bit deeper is how we're programmed. And you mentioned it when you said our environment. See, we are programmed by our environment, mm-hmm. so that we are simply just a product of our environment. It's just that simple. The associations we have, the parents we have, the family we've have, the friends we have, the coworkers we have, we are a product of our environment. Now, I would say especially that is true if you just are in default mode.
Mm-hmm.
However, once you become aware that, hey, who I am, what I've been doing, how I'm thinking is not getting me the results I want, you can consciously change your programming. Now, that's easier said than done, but how do you do that? How do you change your programming? Well, it's as easy as changing your association. I'm a huge, huge fan of audiobooks. I listen to far more audio from people that I admire, look up to, and respect, and can learn from far, far more than I ever do music. Now, it wasn't always like that. But when I realized I wanted to change the direction of my life, I realized I had to start changing my everyday habits. And by changing those everyday habits, I can start creating different outcomes.
Absolutely. I think when I started back in identifying, I had a process where it was kind of that moment where you get clubbed over the head, like, wow, this is really going badly. And you find that mentor, that coach, or that person that steps into your life that highlights that, hey, if you continue down this path, it's not going to be a very good good outcome.
Right.
So it comes down to choices. And where I started was I sat down and figured out what my beliefs are. And I just did that by answering a few questions.
What were those? What were a couple of those questions? Can you say?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really easy to figure out what your beliefs are about something, because we have beliefs about everything. So I just started off with, you know, I am, right? And I finished the sentence. And I also used, you know, God is, and my wife is, my kids are, my job is, and just wrote down the answers to those questions. And it really solidified kind of what my beliefs were about certain things that I thought were important in my life at the time. And when I sat back and looked at it, I was not really liking what I saw. And at that point, it comes down to choice. Once you have the information and you understand that I don't like this, the next step is, well, you have a couple of choices, right? You either continue down the path and keep doing what you've done and keep getting the results that you've done, or you change it. And it all comes down to choice. And I think that's ultimately, if your why is strong enough, right, until you highlight the things that aren't going the way you want and you find that, why do I want to change?
Right.
You'll never actually get to the point where you have to make a choice, because you don't understand what choices you have.
That's right. That's right. What a good, I love that, what you were talking about. You started, so it was, I am,
mm-hmm.
and then finished the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, what else was it?
God is.
God is.
Even down to my parents are, my dad is, my mom is.
My job is.
My job is.
My responsibilities.
Yeah, that would be a good one too.
You know, I think that's a great thing for the folks listening. That's a good challenge that mm-hmm. I want to throw out there. Take some time and write some of those things down, and you fill in the blanks. Not what you think it should be, mm-hmm. what you believe it is.
Yep.
I think that's critical. And you can get some of your own questions answered that way about yourself. And really, this is all about self-discovery.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you're broken, right, and you don't know it,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to change.
Because I think we've all been in the point where we've gone to somebody else and they've told us what's wrong with us.
Yes.
But we don't, until we tell ourselves.
Yes.
It's never gonna.
Until we can see it in the mirror.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in my 20s, I realized I was broken.
Mm-hmm.
I realized I was messed up. And it was because I kept looking at the outcomes of what I was doing and the results of the choices I was making, and I did not like it. And I really had to hit a point, you know, always that saying of you hit rock bottom,
mm-hmm.
right? I was that guy that hit rock bottom and then dug through the bedrock,
mm-hmm.
right? That was me.
Tried to keep going.
Yeah, tried to keep going and realized that the outcomes that I was getting were just even more horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a place where I had to hit before I started fixing myself. And I suspect that a lot of people are not too far different from that.
Absolutely. You know, I quote comes to mind, and I'm sorry, it escapes me who said it, but that self-discovery or self-education is the process of turning mirrors into windows, right?
Turning mirrors into windows. Wow. I like that. Mm. That's good. That's good stuff. Now, so let's do this, Brad. What in all of this?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about awareness and change and looking in the mirror at ourselves. How does this relate, or how can we direct this into more of finding your purpose? Where did that element come in for you?
It took me a while to understand vision and purpose, mission, whatever. I mean, whatever you really want to call it. It's that guiding principle. Some people call it faith. Some people...
Sure.
You know, it really depends on what guides you, right? If you don't have a strong vision, like we talked about earlier, you drift. And I'll give you just a quick story. I found myself in a job and a career that wasn't really very satisfying. And mm-hmm. it really took a lot of pain to get to the point where I looked at, you know, what it is that I want out of life.
Right.
And that's kind of where I started. It was, if you think about Napoleon Hill's Thinking, Grow Rich, it's about having that, the vision of where do I want to be in the future so I know and can align my beliefs and my behaviors up with that and then get as close as I can to that outcome. So I think it really is sitting down and doing the, what do I like about my life right now? What do I dislike about my life right now? What fires me up? What subjects, what things that I do that I'm just so passionate about that I could do every day without even getting paid for. And mm-hmm. I think that helps with alignment of, you know, in 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, what do I want out of life?
Hmm.
Kind of starting with the end in mind.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that is a great place to start. I know for myself that When I started looking at what am I going to do with my life? What am I called to do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's be clear about one thing. I don't think everybody is called to do a specific thing. I think there are some folks that are called to a general area. And in that general area, there are multiple facets they could fit in and do very well. Would you agree?
Not really. I think we're all here for a reason and a purpose.
Let me give you an example.
We all resonate for some activity or some end thing. I don't think everybody has the potential of moving mountains, right?
No.
But everyone has the potential of changing themselves and impacting other people in their life just by having a strong purpose. I think that's...
Sure. My point is this, is that I think that there are... Let's just use an example, a blue-collar worker,
mm-hmm.
Because I was that in my 20s and did all kinds of stuff. There are some folks that just love building things. Mm-hmm. They just love building things with their hands. And whether that's a pipe fitter, whether that's working with wood and construction, whether that's building a building or building a house or a steel building, they just love building things. And so you can look at that realm and say, okay, maybe there's not an exact spot that they fit in that, but construction, building things with their hands is where they fit. Mm-hmm. That's what my point that I was getting at. Mm-hmm. And there are other people that are called to very specific purposes, I have to believe. And when I went on the road to self-discovery to figure out what is it that I am called to do, what is my purpose, it was a long road and certainly too long to tell in this episode of the podcast. But it literally took me, Brad, I think I figured this out, from the time that I really actively, consciously started looking, it was almost a 20-year process. Now, some people get it figured out early, and because of that, I kind of get a little ticked because they found out early on, and they didn't have to go through the muck and the mire and the hell and the problems and all those kinds of stuff. That was not me. I really had to look hard and purposely stay focused to do that. And I think that it's different for everybody. So there's not one size that fits all. But I do know this. Ancient text, scripture makes it very, very clear. If you look, you will find. Mm-hmm. If you look, you will find. Didn't say play with it. Didn't say think about it. Yeah. Didn't say mess with it, toy with it, ponder with it. It said, if you look, you will find.
It's a funny thing I've found, and a lot of people that I've met that has gone down the personal growth or self-discovery or finding your purpose, it inevitably leads to, I think, a stronger faith or even finding a faith. Or it kind of comes a little bit spiritual on some aspect, because I don't think you can actually head towards that, you know, self-discovery and personal growth without finding some sort of faith-based approach to it. I think it'd be very difficult to do it without it. I mean, I'm not...
I think it definitely helps, Brad. Absolutely. Hands down, it definitely helps.
Mine was very faith-based. But I'm a student of religion. I think there are good and bad things out of every religion that you can find, and I seek to learn about them all. I go that route, and I'm not taking the good and bad from each one, but trying to understand, you know, how people kind of find their way, right? And we all do it. I mean, we all find our faith in some way, in one way or another. And it's not like one is better over the other. That faith found that one person at that one time that got them through what they needed to get through. And it's kind of my observation is everybody that I've talked to in many different faiths has found it in just that way. They were seeking, yes, and they found this thing at the right moment in time, and that's how they started going down that path of whatever faith they chose.
That's well said. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I know we're coming up on the end of this episode, mm-hmm, and I think we talked about doing a part B, right?
There's so much to this subject of finding your purpose that it would be good to break it up into two episodes.
Let's do this. And before we end though, I would love, can you do that? Say that quote again one more time. I think that you had,
the one that I began with.
Yeah. One you began with, because that is you said it earlier before the recording, and it just keeps running through my head. I think it's deep and meaningful. Let's finish this with that quote and just let that soak in and let that stir in your mind a little bit. Let that just process around.
It's cherish your vision and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements, by Napoleon Hill.
Fantastic.
Is there any parting wisdom we want to distill?
Parting wisdom. I think that when you're on your day-to-day routine, whatever that is today, consider a few different things. When it comes to your purpose, I've heard that term a million times from people. What do I want to be when I grow up? And I want to encourage you, rather than just saying that, study that. Start studying it. If you don't start studying that today, a year from now, you'll wish you had started.
Absolutely. I think there's another great quote that I heard. It's 200 years ago was the best time to plant a tree. And today is the next best time.
Fantastic. Because we'll need trees, or you'll want a tree 200 years from now.
Exactly.
Or your grandkids will, right?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Good stuff, Brad.
And the one thing that I want to leave with is, we did talk about an activity earlier on, and that is writing out those questions.
Absolutely.
I am, you know, God is, my parents are, my kids are, my responsibility is, finishing those sentences and really trying to dive in and figure out what you believe in right now. And it's a great place to start.
Agreed. Couldn't agree more.
Perfect. Well, this ends this episode of Choices and Outcomes, and you can catch any future episodes on inspireeugene.com, as well as any other interviews that I've done over the last few months. And I am happy to have Scott on the podcast now on this segment. And I hope all of you have a great and inspired day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Choices and Outcome. If you enjoyed our presentation, check out our other podcasts and feel free to leave a comment or like our page on Facebook. Remember, life is filled with choices, and the outcome is how you calibrate where you are and determine where you want to be. On behalf of Brad McKinney and Scott Stewart, we will see you next time here on Choices and Outcomes.